at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
Take a stand. Not no.
Praise the Lord and all of his hosts. Thank you for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on your real love station, KAYT 88.1. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 26. I want to say 27. I'm trying to rush it a little bit, but.
Well, it's almost there.
It's almost there. So, okay. Well, nevertheless, but we're going to say 26 years, 26 and a half. How about that?
Oh, a little more than a half.
More than a half. 26 and three quarters?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
26 and three quarter years. Amen. My beautiful wife, none other than in the person of
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration broadcast ministry, which can be heard right here on your real love station, KYT 88.1, every Saturday at the same time. And I tell you what, you're not tuned in too soon. As a matter of fact, we'd like you to get on the phone, call a friend, call a neighbor, and tell them that Moments of Inspiration Perfecting the Saints is now on the air. And what we're going to do, brothers and sisters, as you well know, we have been in the arena of marriage and the family, and we're going to continue to stay in the arena of marriage and the family. We know that there's so many things when it comes to the Lord, amen, that God's people have to be made aware of. But nevertheless, we thank and praise God for you. So what I'm going to do right now is ask my beautiful wife, Minister Mildred, to share a scripture with us and to get ready to lead us in prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Lord God, we come to you again, Lord, thanking and praising you yet for another day. Lord, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for the many blessings that you stored upon us, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing even in this end time. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that we're not burying any loved ones on today. But there's so many out there, Lord, that are burying their loved ones today. We're asking you to be with them, Lord, to comfort them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for what you're doing. We just thank you for what you're going to do, Lord God. We just thank you because there's nobody greater than you.
Oh, yes.
Lord, we thank you because you're worthy to be praised. And for that alone, God, we have to thank you. We have to praise you. We have to give you glory today, God, because there's nobody like you. Hallelujah, glory to your name, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise in this day. We ask you to look on your people out there in the radio land.
Yes,
Lord, to have mercy upon them.
Yes,
you know
Lord.
Their need. You know what they have to have, God.
Yes.
You know that many of them backs against the wall.
Oh, yes.
Lord, have mercy on them even now.
Right now.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise be to God. Brothers and sisters, want to let you know, amen, that Bishop Townsend and Minister Mildred, we are available. Amen. If you ever need us, if you need, amen, prayer, if you need spiritual counseling, amen, if you need someone to stand in the gap, amen, for you, especially if you're around the Natchez area, we would certainly like to invite you to be our guest at the One Way Apostolic Deliverance Temple, 111 Cloverdale Road in Natchez, Mississippi. All roads lead to Natchez, and we are conveniently located right there in the heart of the city. As a matter of fact, amen, you are welcome to come be our guest. All denominations are welcome. All seats are free. All genders are certainly welcome. Praise be to God. And I don't care what hang-ups that you've got. I can tell you this. He was hung up for your hang-ups.
Come on now.
Praise be to God. Amen. You might say, well, Bishop, I want to come, but my life ain't right. Yeah, those are the ones he's looking for.
You better believe
it. Let me tell y'all something. Jesus is not looking for perfect people.
Mm.
Amen. He didn't pick 12 perfect men out to preach his gospel.
Y'all are saying.
But he perfected them.
Come on.
Amen. As time went on. Simply telling to you, brothers and sisters, that God will perfect you if you will just surrender. You know, as I said before, we used to watch the old cowboy westerns, Minister Mildred, and when they were in a shootout, and eventually, if they got all out of bullets and they know that they would whoop, they would put a white flag on a stick.
Mm.
And they would wave the white flag signifying that I surrender.
Come on now.
Brothers and sisters, that's all Jesus is waiting
for.
Yes. He's just waiting for you to just throw the white flag out and say, I surrender.
Surrender.
Pastor, I know you've been going through a lot of conflict, but he waiting on you to throw the white flag in and say, I surrender.
My Lord.
That's right. To my sister, First Lady, he waiting on you to throw the towel in and say, you know what? I surrender.
Surrender.
Amen. Because when we try to do it our way, we find out it's not going to work. Amen. And there's many brothers and sisters out there, clergy, pastors, evangelists, bishops, apostles, if they were to just testify, I, for one, can say, when you try to do it your way ain't going to work.
It won't work.
Uh-uh. I don't care who you sat up under, who you've been around, unless you give wholeheartedly over to the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
You will find out, amen, that you are spinning your wheels.
Mm.
Praise be to God. See, seed don't grow everywhere. You can throw seed in quicksand, and I tell you what, it will not grow.
My Lord.
I don't care how fertile the seed is. If you put it in quicksand, it's not going to grow.
Say it.
In many cases, amen, except the Lord build a house.
We,
amen, we that labor are laboring
in vain.
In vain.
Hallelujah. So true.
Praise be to God. Why do you think, amen, every family can't be run the same way except God is the orchestrator of it? Amen. I grew up in a home where I loved my mom and dad.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you something. Every home has some dysfunctionalities in it.
Come on.
And many of us bring excessive baggage from our youth up until our present time, up until our present marriages, Minister Mildred.
Yes.
We bring garbage, things that happened on us when we were younger. Amen. And if we're a man, we brought things in from our boyhood into our manhood. If we're a girl, we brought things from our girlhood into our womanhood. And we try to offset that, amen, in the bounds of matrimony and thinking that that everything is going to be all right. But sometimes, you know what? God has to open our eyes up to get us to see that unless we give it all to him, unless we surrender all, there's one song that says, is your all on the altar of sacrifices? Amen. Sometimes, you know what? We want to give Jesus what we want him to have, and then we say, well, Lord, you know what? I got this.
Mm.
You know, I got this. Don't worry. I got this little bit. But, you know, we've got to give it all to
Lord.
The Lord.
Yes,
on that note, amen, we've been giving you that invitation to join us at the One Way Apostolic Deliverance Temple. Our services start at 11 o'clock a.m., and if you need directions on how to get there, what's the number they can call, Minister Mildred?
Yes, 662-704-0630.
Again,
662-704-0630.
And even immediately after this broadcast, if you desire prayer, we are there to pray for you. We're there to stand in the gap with you. Amen. Amen. I want to tell you now we're not Balaams. We're not, as they say, spiritual charlatans for hire, meaning, amen, that a lot of times people, when they call for prayer, amen, they say, well, that person's prayer didn't get through. Let me call somebody else. But brothers and sisters, let me tell you, the word of God stands and it's true.
Yes.
And if God's word said it's going to do what it's going to do, it has done it already.
Hallelujah.
The fact of the matter is it's already done. Your faith just got to get it.
Got to get it.
Amen. The word of God said it. Your faith has to get it. It's already done.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. And see, a lot of time what happened is our brothers and sisters, they go from prayer line to prayer line. They go from prophet to prophet.
Mm.
They go, you know what it is? It's just like a man seeking prostitutes.
Yes, Lord.
That one didn't give me satisfaction. Let me find me another prostitute.
My Lord.
To go to. Yes, that's right, my sister. That's what you become. You're prostitute hunting. Every man, you're looking for every prophet in the world to tell you something that you think is going to give you the satisfaction that you want to hear. And that's the same way a brother does. When he's involved in prostitution, he's looking for one. Amen. Maybe she's got a bigger bottom. So, okay, the other one with a smaller bottom didn't do. Let me find another one.
My God.
Maybe this one breasts ain't big enough. Let me find one with bigger breasts. That's the same thing when we go from prophet to prophet, from preacher to preacher, looking for a word. You're just looking for a prophet. Prostitute
Jesus.
To meet your fulfillment.
Jesus, what a word. Amen. And Bishop, when you were saying that, it is so true. And many times God then told us the way is to get in his word and to seek his face. Amen. But we're seeking everybody else's face except the Lord's. And God then gave us a remedy already. First, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And these other things going to be added unto us.
Wait a minute. You see, the problem is that we got many people that have been subliminally seduced. Subliminal seduction is a thing, Minister Mildred, that is seducing the minds of God's people. And God said, because they would rather believe a lie than the truth, he will give them over to not weak delusions.
Strong delusions. Yes.
In other words, God is saying, if you are so bent on listening to what a man says as opposed to going in my word.
Oh, God.
Amen. Because he said, my words are spirit and in life.
Yes, Lord.
Not Bishop Townsend's word, not the word of the apostle, not the word of the prophet, amen. See, many times we take Old Testament scriptures and we try to apply them in a dispensation of time that is totally ludicrous for what Jesus is speaking about.
Amen. That's the truth.
And so what happens is we find ourselves following what the man said as opposed to what the word says.
Amen.
Praise be to God. But Jesus said, these signs shall follow them
that believe.
See, it's time for you to start prophesying to yourself. You ain't got to get a word from Bishop.
Woo, glory, glory.
All you need to do is go in your word and start speaking a word upon your own life.
Jesus.
Amen. Praise be to God. You ain't got to wait for me to speak prosperity in your life. And 9 times out of 10, these folk that's speaking prosperity in your life ain't doing nothing but causing you to get more in bondage. Because when you go to the loan companies, amen, and you go get the house for $150,000, next thing you know, you're paying $300,000. Why don't they prophesy to you and tell you that, listen, God going to bless you with the $300,000 to get the house?
Why don't they
prophesy to you and say, look here, you're going to pull off the showroom floor with the car, but you ain't going to pay not one dime ever for it?
Because the scripture says that, oh, no man, nothing. And you get in bondage like that, but love.
Well,
but if you get in bondage like that, you're going to be,
well, see,
woo, glory.
You know what? When a man goes out there and fools around with a prostitute, she going to tell him anything she think he need to hear.
Exactly.
Ooh, if I had a man like you, Lord,
tell it.
Have mercy.
My God, it works, don't it?
Yeah, I see it works.
It's working.
I see it works.
Ooh, Jesus.
Amen. These prostitutes soon hit it big, and after they hit it big, they begin flourishing, and they flourishing off your money. And guess what? Now you strung out on that prostitute looking for it every day because she told you what you needed to kill.
So true, man.
Many of our brothers and
true,
sisters
Bishop. So
are
true.
Just looking for prostitutes. That's the age that we're living in now.
My God, my God.
But Jesus said it in the book of Matthew. He said, broad is the way that shall lead to destruction. And he said, many shall follow therein.
My God, my God.
But then he said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And here's the thing about it, brothers and sisters. He said, few of you going to find it.
Few to find it.
Well, what are you telling me, Jesus? I'm simply telling you that if you continue in this broad walk, God had been giving Bishop Townsend some prophetic utterances, too. And one thing about it, like I said, walking in the office of a pastor, prophet, bishop, apostle, I walk in all of those offices. But when it's all said and done, I work in the spirit of the Lord.
Hallelujah. That's it. That's
Amen.
It.
And so even the apostle Paul himself said, you know what? He called himself a slave, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And then he said, surely the signs of an apostle followed me.
Yes.
Can I tell y'all something? Some signs ain't even followed these apostles.
These 21st century apostles.
And when I say signs,
Jesus.
I'm talking about many of us apostles are nothing more than Simon sorcerers.
Jesus.
That
so
have
true.
Bewitched people.
It's just the truth.
That's what we've done. We've bewitched them. I'm not talking about Bishop Townsend. I say we, so you can't say I'm throwing a stone at nobody personally.
Okay, I understand.
That's why I say we.
Amen.
Amen. But what we've done is we have bewitched people.
Jesus.
Amen. We have bewitched them. And so what happens is we become spiritual prostitutes. And watch this. If you're not careful as a spiritual prostitute, you will even open yourself up for a familiar spirit.
Spirit. Woo, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Many men and women in their quest to be deep in the prophetic things of God, to flow in the prophetic, end up nothing more but flowing in what's called the pathetic.
The pathetic.
But when it's all said and done, amen, when we are truthful about the things of God, amen, we want to help people flourish in the things of God.
Amen. And we tell them.
And it's not to make gain off of God's people.
Exactly, Bishop. But today, it's everything, you know, just... Like you said, they won't, you know, they already has a, you know, the Bible said they're going to be making gain off of them.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
I was driving down the road and I saw the sign that said the lottery's about 100 and something million.
Yes.
I don't play it.
No, we don't.
I don't play it. But somebody gonna get in touch with one of these spiritual prostitutes.
Oh God.
And they're gonna say, God showed me in a dream. Here, play this number.
Jesus.
And they're gonna charge you to play a number. Now, I'm gonna show you how insidious that sounds. I'm gonna show you how foolish that looks.
Say it now.
How in the world they gonna give you a number they ain't gonna cash in for themselves?
And that's they all about greed too.
But now watch this. If they don't need money, why are they charging you money? Somebody gonna wake up after a while.
After a while.
Somebody gonna wake up after a while.
Glory. Hallelujah.
But praise be to God, brothers and sisters. We just want to help you. We just want to help you to understand the important. Jesus is coming back.
Oh, yes, he is.
Amen. And this is how you will tell the truth from the lying and the truthful men and women of God.
Amen.
They are preparing you.
That's it.
For the coming of the Lord.
Not trying to get into your pockets.
Uh-uh.
Amen.
They're gonna prepare you to say, now, brother or sister, if your life ain't right, you need to get it right.
That's it, preacher.
Even to the preacher. Now, what the apostle job is to do is to get the other lay church folks in order. That's what the signs of an apostle does. They get the other church folk that's out of order in order because we ain't got but one body.
Mm.
And let me tell you something. You ain't got to have the title apostle behind your name to be operating in this in an apostle.
You better believe it.
You know what I'm saying? Stephen did not have the title preacher behind him, but he went and preached. He was a deacon. Philip didn't have the title preacher behind him, but he went and preached. He was a deacon. You've got modern day folks right now that are operating in the office of apostleship and yet have not got that, what you call that credential to say that they are. Because anybody, you can buy them things now.
Oh, they on the air. Internet for $99.95.
You can buy them.
My God.
Amen. You can buy any position.
Jesus.
That you want today.
Bye.
Amen. And even in the Masonic order, you can go from first to 33rd in one day if you got enough money.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm just tell the truth. See, men would rather desire lies than the truth.
Well, the word said, Bishop.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
But to those of us that really know the Lord, Minister Mirdy, we got about 13 minutes. Romans chapter 5.
Amen.
Because brothers and sisters, when your life is in Christ Jesus and you really love the Lord, amen, you're not justified by the words of what the prophets say.
Praise him now.
You're justified not by what the words of Bishop Townsend said.
Yes.
You're not justified by what the words of the worthy matron said.
Mm.
Or the worshipful master said. You are justified by the blood and the atoning power of Jesus Christ and him alone.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Romans chapter 5, where the Apostle Paul is speaking to the Roman church, because if you think about Rome, and we have a phrase that many people used to say years ago, they say, when in Rome.
Do as the Romans do.
Because I'm going to tell you something. Rome was a perverted city.
Oh, God.
Rome.
That's an understatement.
Was a perverted city.
Yes,
most
Lord.
Of the emperors were homosexual.
Say it, preacher. Just tell it.
Most of the women were lesbianish.
Yes, Lord.
And Rome was very wicked. So you can just about imagine that the Apostle Paul had his hands filled with trying to get the converts to not go back into the lifestyle that God had brought them out. And Paul, even when he began to address them in the beginning of his opening letters in the first chapter, he began to talk about to the saints at Rome. He was trying to appeal to the godly mentality that he was praying that God was flourishing in their life. But he found himself had to let them know that there's some things they began to slip back into debauchery. Brothers and sisters, if you ain't careful, you will slip back into debauchery.
All right now.
Bring old baggage into your new walk with Christ. And Jesus made it plain. He said, no man can take new wine. Now, here you got a new spirit.
Mm.
And you still bringing old fleshly desires into this new walk.
One word, Peter.
Is something going to bust loose?
It's going to bust loose.
Then he turned around and said, no man can take new cloth and sew it unto old cloth, for the new cloth will rot the rest of it. See, most of your saints are rotting away.
Oh, God.
Because we're
God.
Trying to bring some of our old lifestyles into a new walk.
Lord,
it ain't going to work, man.
Won't work.
It ain't going to work, brothers.
No, it won't.
It ain't going to work, sisters.
Yes, Lord.
If I do this, I'll keep him. I don't want to lose him, so I keep, it ain't going to work, sister.
It won't work.
Men, you know what it take to keep your wife? It ain't going to work, brother. Ain't but one way you're going to keep that wife, and that's giving her to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And that's the only way you're going to keep her.
And both of you.
And both of you got to be sold out to the Lord.
That's it.
Minister Mildred, we got about 8 minutes. Yes. Number five says what?
Five and one. Therefore, being justified by faith.
Wait a minute. Being justified by Bishop Townsend.
By faith.
Being justified by the apostle.
No, by
being
faith.
Being justified by the prophet.
No, Lord.
Being justified by the pastor.
By faith.
Brothers and sisters, it was faith that brought you to Jesus Christ.
Oh, bless your name, Lord.
And it is going to be faith that will take you to the next level. See, you ain't got to call every prayer line. You got to ask God, Lord, increase
my faith.
You ain't got to run from meeting to meeting. You got to say, Lord,
increase
my faith. You ain't got to run from conference to conference. You got to say, Lord, increase. That's where your justification comes at.
Amen.
When you came to Jesus Christ, amen, they might have given an altar call, but you stepped up there in faith. Yes, ma'am.
And Bishop, when you were saying that, and it's so true, amen, Lord, increase my faith. And I remember when I first got saved, and I just all the time was calling the prayer lines and this and that and that and that. You know, all kinds of prayer lines. When I called this one, and it didn't happen right then and there, I called that one and that one and that one. But God showed me through just believing God's word how to have faith in God. You don't have to do that anymore. You begin to believe God and fall on your face before God and trust God, and he'll bring it to pass. Amen.
Now, when you did that, Minister Mildred, you were young in the faith.
Yes, I was at the a very milk stage of life.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
But when the word, the meat of the word began to come, and my faith began to, you know, develop, amen, those days are gone like that, calling everywhere and every prayer line around in time.
I was just sharing with
sharing
with my brother in the Lord a little earlier that nothing gives a parent greater joy than knowing. I mean, you know, when a child is born, we walk around in much joy and carrying the baby in our arm, and everybody's like, oh, that's a beautiful baby.
Yes.
Oh, look at the baby. And it's the same way when a brother or sister comes to the Lord. Oh, the Bible says that the angels in heaven
rejoice
over that one son that comes to repentance.
Yes,
and
yes.
And that simply signifies that they have been born again into a new lifestyle. But now watch this. If I'm still walking around with that baby in my arms, 4 and 5 years old.
Something wrong, Bishop.
Saying, hey, look at my beautiful baby. Somebody going to say, baby, you better put that grown man down out of your arm.
Yes, Lord.
And yet some of us have been captivated. We have been manipulated so that we only grow up in our pockets, but not in our spirit.
Jesus.
We grow up in the pocketbook, but not in the book.
Jesus.
We grow up in everything else. Except that which was important to God.
Yes, Lord.
And we're living in a dispensation of time where, brothers and sisters, when they are saying peace and safety, sudden destruction is coming. I need not tell you, and this is not to anybody's hurt, but I heard one prominent preacher, which is a mega minister, came across the air and he said, you know what I'd like to do?
My God.
He said, I would like to get every non-tithe payer and just gather them up in a room and get me an AK-47 and just shoot them till they all dead, Minister Mildred.
Yes, I know.
A well-noted.
Yes.
I'm not going to say no name.
No, we don't have to.
I ain't going
to
say no name. But I'll tell you this. The same preacher that made that statement, see, you got to be careful because your words come back to bite you.
Yes, Lord.
That's why the Bible said, be not deceived, brothers and sisters.
God is not mocked.
Whatsoever man sow, that shall he reap. That's the reason why you got to be careful, even when it comes to just trying to con folks and manipulate them and trick them. If you are not honest in all your dealings and in your doings, it's coming back.
It's coming back. Woo, glory.
And
what
guess what? It comes back even with more magnitude.
More magnitude.
Because if you put out love, more love is coming back.
Thank you.
If you put out sincerity, more sincerity is coming back.
Yes.
If you put out honesty, more honesty is coming back. But if you put out treachery and deception,
it's coming back.
If you put it out, it's coming back. That same preacher that made that comment had a horrific ordeal happen in his church where somebody walked up inside the church and killed somebody dead.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
What else does it say, Minister Mildred?
Number two, by whom also we have assessed by faith into this Grace.
Wait a minute now. The way that we get in good standing with God, brothers and sisters, you have access to that. You just need to be reminded of what you're able to do. Far too often we become codependent upon men and those of us. And you know what? We get either one or two things, Minister Mildred. We get codependent or rebellious.
Oh, most of the time, both.
Well, there is a mixture of both
yes,
of them.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Especially when they're trying to tell us what's going to best suit us right to please God.
Exactly, exactly.
Then we become rebellious.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You see, one thing about it, brothers and sisters, you cannot serve God and the devil.
Mm.
You cannot be partakers, amen, what they say. We can't drink from the cup of devils and from the cup of the Lord. It don't mix that way.
Mm.
Look, a lot of us have brought a lot of our old lifestyles, worldly lifestyles, worldly likes into our walk with God and say, well, you know what? Can't nobody judge me. Brothers and sisters, as I said before, when you put old skins with new wine, something gonna bust.
That's right.
And when you begin to see how things are unfolding in your life, ain't no need in getting bent out of shape.
Amen.
Ain't no need in you getting upset and calling everything an attack of the devil.
Yes.
Most of it is, Minister Mildred, is because of our disobedience.
That's right. And that's why Jesus said, I'd rather have you hot or cold. Because if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out. Amen. That you know, God rather have you one way or the other. You know, if you're cold, you know, hey, you ain't fooling nobody. If you're hot, you're on fire for God. But if you're lukewarm, straddling the fence,
Do you think a person does not know when they're lukewarm, Minister Miller?
You better believe it.
Do you think a person don't know when they're not cold, when they're cold?
You better believe it.
Do you think a person doesn't understand when they're hot?
Because
when something's burning, you're going to see the trail of smoke.
It's there.
You're going to see a trail of smoke when something is burning.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
But when something is cold, amen, God, and that's the option that God gives. He said, now, if you're cold, I can heat you up again.
Yes, again.
But you know what cold symbolizes? Admit where you are.
My
walk with God ain't what it's supposed
to be. And not hypocrite.
I done got a little too worldly. I done got a little too
They're
carnal.
No.
Most of my mind is based on more carnal things than God. Sure, I read my Bible, but I'm still full of lust.
Yes, Lord.
Sure, I go to church and give my tithe. Amen. But I'm still cussing and slipping and tipping. I'm doing things. Let me tell you something. You might not be in the winter bed with a man or a woman, but if you think about it, you still is an adulterer or a fornicator.
Right there in that heart. Amen.
Because that's where it is. It proceeds from your heart.
Yes, Lord.
Praise be to God. Everything you do come from your heart. And you know what? God sees it all.
Yes, he does.
We can hide it from the preacher. We can hide it from the pastor. We can hide it. But when God sees it all, and then you know what? It begins to reflect back in our life. It begins to reflect back. You can't plant tulips and think that petunia's going to pop up.
No.
What you plant is what's going to come back up. When you plant love, love is going to. Let me tell you something. That's why Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall what?
Obtain mercy.
Mercy. I got about 2 minutes, Minister Mildred.
Amen.
We didn't finish number two, but it says after this, by faith into grace, wherein you stand. Not fall.
Yes.
Stand.
And rejoice in hope.
And rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Number three says what?
And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also.
Wait a minute. Tribulations. Well, saints of God, we ain't supposed to be going through tribulations. Jesus bore all that for us.
We glory in tribulation also.
Okay.
Knowing that tribulation worketh patience.
Now, those of you that are praying
God.
And saying, Lord,
yes, Lord,
give me more patience. And
Woo.
Then when God let things come your way, you start crying.
Tell it.
You ask the Lord to give you more love and patience. And then when he does it, you break down and cry and say, oh, what is wrong? I'm under attack of the enemy. The devil is just attacking me on every side. No, he's not. God let you operate in the carnal for so long. So now he's trying to let things come your way so you won't operate in the carnal no more. Why? Because the Bible said he that has suffered in the flesh
will cease from sin. That's the word.
Now, and you telling people that can't nobody live sin free and the word of God say you'll cease means no more.
No more.
If it said whether there be prophecies, they shall cease.
No more prophecy.
Whether there be tongues, they shall cease.
No more.
Wait a minute. Now, if you cease from sin, there's going to come a time in your life, brothers, sisters, pastors, preachers. Preachers got it bad. They love to cover up the sin.
Oh, yes, Lord.
They love to talk about sin because that way the members can't come to them and get them right.
Jesus.
But why do you think Paul said, lest I preach to others, I myself
become a curse.
Become a castaway.
Castaway in a curse.
In other words, Paul was saying, if I ain't fit to preach, I need to sit down. I need to get out the way because I'm misleading folks. What else, Minister Miller? I got to go.
And you know the blind going to lead the blind and you're going to fall in a ditch. Amen.
One more scripture and we got to go.
Okay, one more scripture. And patient experience and experience hope.
Okay, read it for yourself. We got to go in Jesus' name. What's that number, Minister Miller? They can call immediately
662-704-0630.
We love you in Jesus' name.
Yes,
we'll be standing by. Brothers and sisters, you are justified by faith in God, not faith in man.
Hallelujah.
Don't put your faith in nobody's flesh. And when you put your faith in God, he going to lead you in the right direction. You just got to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We love you in Jesus' name.
Man, bye-bye.
And for holiness.
Praise the Lord. We pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to you. And if it has, you can correspond with us by simply writing us at
111 Cloverdale Road, Natchez.